Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning once again. Happy Saturday to you. Well underway is the summer, although you wouldn't know it right now, but that's California. Today's show, precipitation and disease. I covered this years ago. Got to do the show again. Precipitation and disease. Why this is always your problem. Now, why do I say this? Because really, if we were going to prevent disease every 6 months during your physical exam, wherever you get your physical exam, your doctors would be examining whether or not and to what extent you are precipitating crystals into the space between the cells. Uh-oh. Sounds like headache time, doesn't it? Very simple stuff, guys. Heart disease, neurodegenerative disease, senility, cancer, low back pain. You name it. Whatever your chronic symptom is, whatever your health concern is all about, it begins long before you feel the symptom. Of course, that's the central thrust of preventative medicine, right? Some process is beginning long before you get sick. And you can actually, if you really tune in today, start to get a sense of where you're at in that pendulum. Meaning, the space between the cells is supposed to be, well, I want you to think of it as clear spring water. Just think of it like that. It isn't really like that, but think of it like clear spring water. From the freshest, finest stream that God ever made. And I want you to think of, at some point, that clear, fresh, perfect spring begins to make little crystals in it. Crystals. Cloudy crystals. The clear spring begins to muck up with debris so that it no longer looks like a clear stream. You can't see through it anymore. Out of the clear spring comes solid mass. In chemistry, that's called precipitation. Now, in human terms, the spaces in between your organs, those organs, all of which sooner or later you get real concerned about because someone tells you you have an ensuing disease there. Those spaces in between the cells start precipitating crystals. And those crystals start sticking to the cells. And those crystals start to thicken what was once a clear spring. And that thickening is the beginning of a response by your cell into that clear spring signaling change. In other words, the cells of your brain, the cells of your kidney, the cells that line your arteries, the cells of your joints, in response to this precipitation of crystals in the water between your cells, in response to that precipitation, your cells begin to change. So there's a reciprocity, there's relationship. What you call health are healthy relationships. What you call symptomology, symptom, are less than healthy relationships. And what you call disease are poor relationships sustained over time that have forced a radical change in your cell structure. What you call irreversible disease are radical changes in cell structure that are so extreme that sometimes they're irreversible or very, very difficult to reverse. There it is. Can you wrap yourself around that? If you can wrap yourself around that, then you can stay focused on that instead of staying focused on your pain, staying focused on your symptom. If you can wrap yourself around this concept, then you know how to light the way, keep the torch lit in that long, arduous pathway back to health. Notice how I say long and arduous. Notice how I say journey. Notice how I don't say, call my office, get this nutritional supplement, and watch the miracle occur. Notice how I don't say that. Notice how I do say that nutrition and herbs and all these nice supplements people spend good money on can help. But they supplement, right? They're called supplements. They supplement the foundation. The foundation is what I give you today. The foundation is what this show is about. The foundation is what I urge you, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I urge you to tune in. I urge you to get to the website, straighttalk.cc. I urge you to do lots of things that are different than what generally people are being urged to do. Generally, we give you a little education so you understand why you should buy the supplement. That is not what it's about. Because it doesn't serve you on the dark and stormy night when you spent all that money and your bones still ache and your blood is still wrong and your symptoms are still there and it's 2, 3, 5 years, $100,000 later. So understand that some people precipitate. And all the things we call health are about stopping precipitation. And all the things we call disease are about not stopping precipitation. Perhaps accelerating precipitation. Where you are on the precipitory arc is everything. It's not a little thing, it's a big thing. And yet, you don't hear anything about this, do you? That's the state of health today, amidst all the claims and concerns and the rest of it. That you understand that your disease, your chronic symptom, your rapid aging, whatever your health concern might be, is definitely a function of what and how fast you precipitate crystals, calcium oxalate, calcium phosphate, uric acid, calcium hydroxyapatite, just a few. That precipitate is combined with mucus. Why? Why does mucus play a role in precipitation? Because the body buffers the agony of precipitation. The adversity, the challenge of precipitation is buffered by mucus. Why do we grow fungus? Because the immune system sees this ensuing mess, this cloudy stinko in between and in what was once that clear, blue, crystalline, drinkable spring. The immune system, the patrol, the border guards, the police force see the problem, blow whistles, and they start trying to eat the precipitate. But they become overwhelmed. They die in the process. The immune system cells, the macrophages, etc., are sacrificed eating the crystalline precipitate. And so the fungus grows, the candida grows. And other types of fungus grow as backup auxiliary systems. And then you go swooning on into your local place and they tell you, you have fungus or you have a parasite. And that's the cause of your problems. And we have to kill these parasites and kill these funguses with all sorts of detoxifications and antifungals. This is short-lived, myopic, doesn't really work. And I should have a dollar for everyone I've ever seen in my life that's rotting in fungus and parasite after they've been told time and time and time again that we've just discovered a new one. And if they're in biofilms, meaning cocoons that encapsulate them so they can continue to do their job on top of being born out of the failure of the immune system because it's overwhelmed, not because anything's wrong with it, on top of the fact that you're precipitating, but now the fungus that you're trying to kill are in biofilms, so the fungus and the parasites never go away. You see what happens. It's kind of like that quote, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we first deceive." Of course, all this is done innocently. It really is done innocently. But what a mess. The blind lead the blind is what it comes down to. But if you go to your MD, it's worse. Yeah. You're on your way in an ambulance, or you're in agony before the medical community gets it. Not everyone, but most. We have a quandrum in American society. So I'm asking you, you're the public, I'm asking you to start putting your time in. I don't care if you're busy. This is too important. Your health is more important than your job, because when it fails, you can't do your job. So, precipitation. Hopefully you're on the website. If you're not, get to it when you can, because I put the pictures on. Picture number one, precipitation reactions. An insoluble solid that forms during an aqueous reaction is called a precipitate. A reaction which forms a precipitate is called a precipitation reaction. Often we precipitate calcium. Calcium products, calcium oxalate, calcium phosphate, calcium hydroxyapatite, are known precipitants. One of the things that controls the precipitation is when the intercellular space, the space between the cells, drops its pH too low. That pH should be buffered around 7 or so. I mean the pH between the cells. Now, a lot of you are perking up going, "Oh yeah, the pH, that's what I measure with the acid alkaline stuff. I put the litmus paper on the urine and it tells me the pH, and that tells me what the pH of the water between the cells in." I don't know about that one, guys. I really don't. I hope it's true. But I don't know. And the reason I don't know is I don't see any good work that's been done on that. I see a lot of nutritionists that learned it from other nutritionists all running around acting like it's a law because somebody told somebody. But when you really go to the hard articles, the hard science, I don't know. I do know, they know, hard science knows that the pH of the water, so think of that stream I refer to as the pH. If it starts becoming too acidic, the calcium will precipitate out of solution, which introduces another concept, solubility. Simple for the calcium that's just running around ionized, meaning not stuck to some big molecule like citrate or carbonate or whatever. That calcium stays soluble. It stays invisible. It stays in the water like it's just not there. And then at some point, as the concentration of everything in the water changes, which is the water between the cells, all of a sudden the calcium crystallizes out of solution and you form that bone spur. You form that plaque on the inside of the artery. You form that gunk, we'll call it, in between your brain So your electric